I was hoping that somebody would say that Shout was the single for 84, in the sense that there were so many protest singles, and I think Shout was the most direct of all of them. The working hour was thrown together during rehearsals, funnily enough, rehearsals for our last tour, and it came together in half an hour. And we've kept it pretty much the same ever since. That's why it actually sounds like a band playing and everything.
So I came in one day and they'd actually written a song around this beat, and it was very commercial. So they said, "Here it is, you're singing this, go and do it." So I did.
It stems from two little ideas. One is something that English mothers say to their English children, which is, if you're pulling a face, you know, like children sometimes do, they say, "You'll
stay like that when the wind changes."
That's one idea. And the other idea is exactly what you're talking about, When the Wind Blows, which is a cartoon book by Raymond Briggs, which is an anti-nuclear thing. For instance, the lyrics, "When the weather starts to burn, then you'll know that you're in trouble." Yeah. It's the closest we'll ever get to an anti-nuclear song. One of my favourite songs on the album. Very simple, and a nice sort of jazz swing to it. Now, I don't want to harp on about the lyrics or anything like that, but I think that they are the most potent and powerful lyrics we've ever put on to vinyl.
And I believe that if it's written in the stars, that's fine.
Broken was originally an old B-side, which we put into overdrive. Again, that comes from doing a lot of live work, that those numbers ran into each other and worked so well. There's basically the same motif, piano motif, in each number. That's why they run together. Yeah, Head Over Heels. It's probably the closest we'll ever get to a love song. No, it's a love song that kind of goes a bit perverse at the end.
It was an instrument originally that Ian wrote, Ian Stanley. It's a beautiful instrumental with just, you know, me creeping into a bit of vocals in the middle, really.